time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome to Insight without Jack Stogler today, and it is the 250th American Anniversary Committee. I don't know exactly what's the name of the committee, or do you have a formal name?
I think we're just calling it like the Fort Recovery American 250 Birthday Party.
All right. That's awesome, and I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. We have four representatives here.
I'm Amy Wendell.
And I'm Maria Brenz.
I'm Elsie Wendell.
I'm Kinsley Bruns.
All right. And they are part of the committee. And who's some other ones on the committee?
We have Kim Rammel from the Historical Society, Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard, and then Debbie Zumstein has been helping us with some things, mm-hmm. and then Caitlin Rangers and Kara Judy.
All right. So that's sounds like an all-star cast.
Yeah.
And so... what is it? What is this committee going to do?
Yeah. We have a fun-filled day, but it's really just to celebrate that America has turned 250. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it kind of got started. How I got on the committee was I do the parade for the Jubilee, so we wanted to make that celebration of America by red, white, and blue, and I got a hold of Kim, or she got a hold of me somehow and said, hey, we want to do a day for the town, and maybe you could be on the committee to help out.
And then Kim also asked me, same thing, pretty much just asked if I wanted to help out, because she knows I love to do like the walk-by museum windows, mm-hmm. so I think that's how she asked us, and these two little girls, we got roped in because they're related to us.
Well, they don't seem like they are anti being on this committee and helping. So,
what do you girls think?
They seem to be very happy to be helping out, and that kind of thing is really good to get the young kids involved, because sometimes they'll come up with a really great idea that you hadn't thought of, and also. They've got another 50 years of doing mm-hmm. things, and if they find out early how much fun it can be in organizing and actually doing all this stuff, it's a really good thing. So when is this going to be?
So it's on July 25th.
What day of the week is
that? It is a Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
And we're planning on starting it bright and early in the morning at 10 o'clock. We're going to kick it off with a parade.
Okay.
And we're going to have that parade start down at the high schools where we're going to meet. And then mm-hmm. we're going to walk down Butler Street. Is that
yep.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the way down to Fort Site, where we're going to have that road completely blocked off. So we'll have the floats and like either in the Ambassador Park, depending on how many we get. So yep. everyone is welcome.
And then, there's kind of a theme to the parade of deck your ride. So if you want to bring a golf cart and have the decorations, we know some people are going to have some veterans on those golf carts to go through the parade too.
Yeah, so, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we're hoping some little kids kind of deck their bikes out and ride it through the parade.
Yeah.
Oh,
anything is welcome.
Yeah. Dress your dog up.
Dress your dog up, most definitely. I know Joanne might do that one.
Yeah.
So... let's take a little break. We'll come back and get into all the details of the parade and the other events you have going on. We sort of got into the why, but we'll get into why are you doing this? So we'll be back in just a moment or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
It's back, summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fort Site Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com.
Welcome back. Insight, we're talking with the Fort Recovery America's 250th Birthday Committee. Again, not sure if that's exactly the name of it. That's at least a decent description. So July 25th, Saturday. And how did this all get started? Who decided to do something? Who started agreeing and coming up with ideas? And what got it started?
So the Ohio,
the Ohio Commission, they have some money that they want different towns in Ohio to do picnics on this on a day throughout 2026. So they reached out to Kim. So we've been sitting through some webinars, and since we're an Ohio historical town, they are willing to send us some money for the day, and they're going to send us
like $1 million.
I think like $2,000.
Well, that's not bad.
And then they're going to send us some kite kits for us to have some kites to be able to be made with the kids.
That's a great idea.
So I think they have a couple other crafts that they were going to send.
Getting kids involved is a big deal in stuff like this.
And since we're the Ohio historical town, they're going to send those at no cost to us to have them for the day. So if you see a bunch of boxes in front of my house one day, that's what they are.
It's not another Jubilee garage sale?
No. So, we can only handle one of those a year.
I do kind of have an idea how much work you put into that. So they kind of suggested, or they said, you're in a historical town, we'll send you some money to do something.
They have some guidelines that we have to follow. We do have to have like an opening ceremony and a closing ceremony with somebody from the town, either the mayor, somebody on town council, the village administrator, or somebody from the historical society. And then we have to have a picnic lunch, so we're gonna incorporate that.
So, as a picnic lunch, is that gonna be like somebody grilling out hamburgers, or is it gonna be somebody?
Really have a cool event.
It's gonna be more than that. Yes. So once we get down to that on our sheet here, we'll go over that a little bit.
Okay. So you have a line. You have an outline.
We have a lineup.
Yeah. That's really good. Yep. So it's gonna be one day.
Yep, one day.
So it's not like a weekend or something that you're going to do a whole bunch of stuff. So it starts and stops all in the same day, probably stopping close to dark or something like that.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So what's going to go on that day, or is that are we going to get to that part of it?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good outline of what's going on that day.
I don't want to mess up your outline.
we just met last week, and we got it all in order, so I think we're good there.
Yeah. So like we said a little bit ago, we were mm-hmm. talking about how we have a kickoff with the parade, mm-hmm. and then we have that Deck Your Ride part of the parade, and we're hoping a lot of veterans come and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, mm-hmm. because after it, when we do our opening ceremony, Debbie has a really great...
Debbie Zumstein?
Yes. She worked really hard on getting up.
It's a Revolutionary War plaque headstone that's going to be down
in the Pioneer.
At Pioneer Seminary.
Yeah.
Cemetery? Done in the...
Kind of where the old West School used to be.
Yeah, but not at the fort or anything.
Right, no.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So she's worked hard to get that going, and she was able to get enough donations for that to happen.
I was just going to ask who's funding that one.
Yeah, yes. So she just took care of it. And so we're going to have a dedication for that day. We're going to do that right at Krenning Park because the parade's ending kind of there. So that will be good.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get some notice out about that.
Yeah. That's a great idea. And, you know, things like that, most of us that live here in town don't really understand how historic town we live in. And right now in this studio, this was a major part of the battlefield. This was the battlefield. There's probably within the confines of this building, probably 100 people were killed that day, or more, just in this little 1,000 square feet here. So it's a pretty good thing that we have here, and so any little thing like that. Now with the Revolutionary War, is that something? Obviously, this was our battle here was after the Revolutionary War by 15 years or whatever that is.
So my understanding is there's actually people from the Revolutionary War that are buried at the monument, mm-hmm. and they don't have any recognition over there.
Yep.
So that's why she wanted to make sure.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
And in case people don't know, the names that are in stone on the monument and on Memorial Day next week when they put up the crosses... There are names on the ones closest to 119. Those are the only known names of anybody that was here. There was another 950 people mm-hmm. who died that nobody knows their names. There wasn't a record of who was in the army at that time. There was, you know, some people know that their family was in the army. They don't know if they were here. Mm-hmm. Don't know if they. Ran away from the battle and got lost in the woods, or went the wrong way and never got home again. Nobody knows. It's the largest tomb of unknown soldiers in the country, and even though some of them, if they're not officers or doctors, their names aren't there, but people can know that they had family that was here.
Yeah,
and. Also, and then definitely would have know that they were in the Revolutionary War.
And Debbie's a wealth of knowledge.
First meeting when she was talking about it, I'm like, wow, am I a little out of my league? Because she had it all.
Yeah. When you run into somebody like that, you're probably wowed mm-hmm. and just in awe of how they what they know,
yes. mm-hmm.
and you. Bow to their expertise because if somebody's done that much research, they know what they're talking about, and to have somebody like that here is just great.
Great, yeah.
And she's actually working to get some people to come to the parade for us. I'm trying to look
some of the dignitaries.
Yeah, somebody from Fort Wayne, a drummer. In an honor guard. And then hopefully he'll be able to talk about the war and his expertise as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those types of things, you know, the fife and drum things were a big deal. And the drummer, that was the cadence that they marched to. And people like that are And just to have some connections to know that somebody exists that does that is a big deal.
Yeah.
And sounds like she's a little persuasive, so she's probably going to get that done.
Yeah. Yep.
But he may also already be booked somewhere else. But, yeah. So we've talked about a couple of things there.
So then after we do kind of our opening ceremony and all of that kind of stuff, we are going to have like a judging for everyone that decked their rides through the parade. And
we'll have some prizes from that.
Yeah, $10,000 for the best.
Yeah, right.
we're going to ask a group to donate some prizes. So whatever they decide.
Come up with. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that would lead us into the Dine of the Decades. Mm-hmm. That is what our luncheon is going to be called.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we have the paper with us here. Caitlin Rangers and Kara Judy kind of came up with all this themselves.
Sisters.
So they're helping us. I actually asked Kara to help because she helps with the Jubilee Parade via the fire department. So and I kind of head that up together.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we were talking about the parade for the Jubilee, and I said, hey, would you be interested in helping with this? Because she's full of ideas, too.
And they came up with a good one.
And they came up with some good ones. Yeah, and they said, we got this. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. So they're going to do dining through the decades. Different merchants or chamber members or community members can take a decade. And we actually have enough money in our account that we can fund all this ourselves for all the food.
So you can come and bring your family and eat for free.
The food will be free. Will donation. If you want to make a donation towards the day, you can do that because we have some ideas to use the extra money to do a couple things in town. Mm-hmm. But they're going to start with the 1920s. So they're going to do like a popcorn bar. So somebody can take that one. Uh-huh. And then the Depression era of the 1930s. And that'll be like baked beans and cornbread. I'll let you.
And then Wartime America, which is 1940s, and that one's going to be your coleslaw and potato salad, and actually Grounded Cafe, she already took that one because she says she can't wait to have our girls all dressed up, because each tent will have a theme, like where we're dressed in our theme. So, and then Classic Diner is the 1950s, and that is your French fries and onion rings. And then Backyard Barbecue, and that's 1960, and we're doing hot dogs and brownie. And I convinced Ashley that we want to make hot dogs and brownies because Ashley loves hot dogs. So I feel like that's just what a Cedar and Maine.
So Cedar and Maine's
going to take that one. And then
perfect.
Joanne, she's super excited about the whole thing. So she's actually taking the next two decades. Yep. She's going to do the disco decades of 1970. So we're going to have pinwheels and cupcakes. And then she's also going to do the mall food court 1980s, which is breadsticks and cookies. Those are kind of both in her wheelhouse. So she's excited about those.
I'm not surprised that she's taking.
She's going to have a full day.
The only thing I'm surprised about is she's only taking two decades.
Yeah.
But she is willing to let other people do stuff. Yeah. But she is. And of course, before we got started here today, she brought in refreshments.
Yes, she did.
She wasn't going to be able to be here because she has a catering job, but she brought in refreshments for us. Yeah. So that's a pretty good deal.
She's pretty awesome.
Yes, she is. And then some.
And then in the 1990s, we're going to have game day. So it's going to be like nachos and sports pendants and racing flags and all kinds of things.
Great. Now, who came up with the idea for each of the decades?
Caitlin and Kara did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Their friend ChatGPT, I think, helped them a little bit.
Yep.
Well, just to get it all together, but they put the time into it. And,
and that gives suggestions and you know, and that can be a very good resource, suggestions, but you don't necessarily want to do exactly that.
Yeah, and they had the idea of just having a group or somebody take each decade and then we can help fund that. So
yeah. And our last two is the fast food era, which is the 2000s. And that's, we're looking for hamburgers. And you're just thinking like that Y2K, that era. And then last is the food truck. And that's our tacos is kind of for that one.
Yeah. So there's several local businesses that do those kind of things. And so now what will be the hours of that lunch, the food? Will that be pretty much all day or just a limited 2 or 3 hours?
We're going to start it at 11 and then kind of till the food runs out. So we're thinking maybe 2 hours or so. Mm-hmm. But who knows how many people will come when they hear free food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the weather always has something to do with it. Yep. If it's a nice day and free food, mm-hmm. And especially if it's where you can kind of sample what some of the, it's yeah. almost like taste of the town, sort of, but right. not really.
Yeah. That's what we're thinking. We'll have scale. Like yeah. little boats mm-hmm. for people to take around and get their little samples. And
yeah.
Are
yeah.
people allowed to bring like a tote and just pile food in it and go sit down and eat?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You could do whatever you
want. And you can bring your own drinks, like water and pop. We're not having alcohol at the event. The alcohol is going to stay down. Alumni softball is going to be going on. Oh, so if you need a drink, you can go down there.
Yep.
But Brick Street, we actually talked to Tom Will, and he is willing to set up like a little stand in the back. And he's going to have dollar drinks, dollar sodas, and dollar waters back yep. there for people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that they're helping out.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
He's like, just remind me the week before.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, between Tom and Stacy, Stacy can come up with ideas and tell Tom how to do it.
Yeah,
he
right?
just takes care of it. Yep. And I'm sure Tom comes up with ideas too, but Stacy's incredible. She's just she's always been one of my favorites. She's something else. She's yep. she's a force. And it's great to have people like that that are willing to help out on something like that. And even though they may think, well, it's not much of anything, but I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Every little bit helps, because if they didn't do that and somebody else didn't do something else and somebody else didn't do something else, you have to come up with somebody to right. do that. Yep. And if they're only helping a little, that's a giant help.
Mm-hmm.
And not that Tom with his drinks is a little bit, but you know,
right.
it's not it's, like they, yeah. they have and to.
It allows us to not have to worry about it.
Yep. So. So did we get through, we got through the food part.
Yep.
Let's take a little break and we'll talk about some more of the stuff going on that day. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social is coming up on Sunday, June 7th from 4 to 7. It'll be drive-through only this year, and the ice cream will be available at a set price in half gallons only. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors. Peaches and cream, sea salt caramel, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, with 8 flavors in all to choose from. They'll also have all their favorite sandwiches, hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, and the sandwiches will be for a free will offering. The money raised will go to their friends in need. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 7th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. It'll be drive-through only this year.
Welcome back to Insight. Yep, we're talking with the folks from the America's 250th Committee for Fort Recovery. And we talked about, we got through lunch and all of those things, lunch through the decades for 100 years or whatever it is. And what's next on your agenda? Yeah.
So we have a lot of like different activities going to be like stair step throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it over to Miss Kinsley and Elsie and have them talk about what some of the games.
On Saturday, July 25th, it is located in the Ambassador Park next to the baseball diamond. Join us for a fun-filled day of friendly competitions as we celebrate the 250 years of America. Register your team for one or more of the exciting events below. Water Wars, team of 7. Cornhole, team of 2.
Tug of War, team of 5 to 8 at 12 o'clock.
And the Water Wars and Cornhole are both after 1 o'clock. The team ages are 6th grade and down,
7th grade and up, and adult vision.
All right.
So those are kind of like the planned games of different times that we're going to do some things.
Mm-hmm. And then those are mostly kids.
They can be kids or adults.
Kids or adults.
Yeah. Yep.
So the war, what's the water?
It's going to be, they're going to have, Caitlin and Kara also did this part. So they want to have like water guns and they're going to put food coloring in them for red, white, and blue. And then you, whatever team has the most on their shirt, because they would like for people maybe to have a white shirt on or a light color. Whoever has the most is out, and the people that have the least get to move on to the next round.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
They said they did it at a Judy campout and their mom and dad's. Yeah.
So when they go to the next round, do they change clothes?
I don't think so.
I think it's just a matter of trying to stay clean.
Yep. So they're taking care of that.
Well, that's not easy for kids to do, stay clean.
So then those are kind of the set times. We're going to have the tug of war at noon, and then those other games are going to start after 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then they're also going to have a game tent for kids to play, kind of like just some carnival games and just some old-time games.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
There's really not a lot of prizes necessarily, but we're going to have like tattoos for the kids and bracelets and stuff like that.
So, and that's all taking place like on the fort grounds, and maybe down at the Fort Site Park,
kind of down by Fort Site,
past the outfield, because they'll be with the softball.
With the alumni softball, we don't want to get in their way, so
don't need that.
But yeah, it's just going to be all free games to play for the kids and have a good time.
That's awesome. So. Is there things going on after that?
Yeah, so that's, like I said, that's periodically throughout the day. It's going to be like an all-day events kind of thing. But then we also have from 1 to 3, the Opera House actually will be open for the day.
Oh.
I know. So exciting. Because I don't know if anybody's been in there lately, but they have worked and worked in there. It is amazing.
And I think their grand opening is scheduled for like the following week. Yes. So we're excited that they agreed to be open.
I'm thinking it was like the 29th on a Wednesday or something like that. But whatever it is, it's right around there. And you can go up and you'll be able to go up there now. They could have limited people there, but they couldn't have any tours because they didn't have their occupancy permit.
Yeah, correct.
And you know, just inspectors and stuff like that is the main holdup for probably two or three or four months now. Yeah. So it's going to happen. It is happening. It has happened.
Yeah.
And I believe they actually have the occupancy paper in their hand now.
Yes, I think they do.
So that took. From the time they were told that it was okay till the time they got the paper was weeks.
They worked hard.
They were beside themselves because all they needed was that piece of paper. And you already told us, just go type it up. And, you know, 10 seconds and you're done. That's a form. And put our name on it and go.
I think there's actually like a movie about Fort
Recovery. Yes.
Kim Rammel has been working really hard. Actually, her goal was to try to get Kevin Costner here to actually, you know, narrate it for us here too. But I don't think she accomplished that one.
Well,
I mean, we still have a few more. We have a couple months. kids yet. Yeah. So yeah. She might still get them here.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't know, Kevin Costner did a series on America.
Yeah, it was for the West TV and the Timbers. And, yeah.
And so one of the episodes, one of the earliest episodes, is basically almost 100% about the two battles that mm-hmm. happened here. Right here where we're sitting.
So I think they're going to try, or I know Joe is going to try to get like a projector mm-hmm. and have that kind of playing in there to remind people like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yes. She's told me several times that is definitely her plan, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I don't see any way where that can't happen.
Yeah, she seems to get things to happen.
And that's going to be at the Opera House.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And I think that's going to be upstairs.
Yes, in the actual Opera House.
Yes, yep. Yeah. And then I think on the main floor, they were going to have like an art exhibit, mm-hmm. kind of with like their art contest that they're having.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then I think was the kids going to maybe read an essay potentially?
Yeah, I think one of the grades maybe. Right? Yeah, yeah, they mm-hmm. have an essay mm-hmm. that they're doing for school. So maybe have some of the kids read those.
Yeah,
or record them and have them playing in the background.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
We'll see if we get all that done.
Yeah, I might. These two girls are getting really excited because Miss Elsie, is that what you're going to do? Are you going to do it?
Oh, we did like a history that you had to interview somebody.
Yep. So I might get a hold of her and let her know that she can use our equipment here, or I have a portable recorder. She doesn't have to go try to find stuff.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'd agree. I love that.
Yep. Let me make myself a note. But yeah, that's a great idea. Anything dealing with, especially early American history, is exactly what you guys are trying to do. Although, you know, we've gone through 250 years. And we think we're having problems now. Just imagine trying to physically actually shoot and fight to try to get the freedoms that we have.
Yeah. It is unbelievable.
That's extremely important. We haven't had to really do that since, except in the world wars and that type of thing. But so anyway, that's kind of off the point. But you guys are exactly. doing.
I think another thing we're going to try to do is Tom Cowell put all these nice plaques on the buildings. So we want to give him some recognition that day.
Yes.
So I think he's going to, he agreed to be in a tent somewhere.
If not, this is our plead right now. Yeah. Tom Cowell, come on, please come and help us.
We would love for you to be recognized for these plaques because they're awesome.
Oh, I doubt if he does it. He doesn't like to help out in anything. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the plan is to have him kind of set over by Krenning Park somewhere mm-hmm. with information about them. That way people at least just know that in the future you can go and tour them, or they can do it that day too.
Yep. Yeah. He just anytime you need something done, he'll just do it.
And then Sophie Pearson is working really hard.
Oh, yes.
Cora.
Sophie was the one that did the banners.
You're right. Yes.
Her
right.
sister Cora.
But,
yeah.
Yes, but she is working hard on getting QR codes on each one of those plaques too, so you can scan it.
And get information that can't fit on the plaque.
Yes. So if they're not done that day, we're gonna hopefully get some information about those coming. So. Mm-hmm. We're excited about that, too. So he's going to just kind of be around for a few hours that day and kind of explain what happened and how he got to the point of getting those plaques on the buildings.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people talk about those plaques.
Yeah,
yeah, it is really neat.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And
if you don't know, you don't know.
So. Yeah, and some of it, several of the buildings, I knew a lot of the history, but didn't know all of it. Mm-hmm. And this building here... that were in our studio is one of those that I didn't know a lot about because it wasn't like a dime store or a clothing store or anything when I was growing up. And then it became an insurance agency. As far as I know, it never had display windows out on Wayne Street. All the pictures I've seen have a solid brick wall and maybe with some windows for light. Up about 8 feet above the sidewalk, and about 2 or 3 feet high. So it wasn't like a clothing store where you put everything in the window.
Yep.
As far as I can remember. So anyway, that has nothing to do with that again.
No, you're fine. It's interesting.
It is.
Though.
It is. It is all of it's a
yeah. Yeah. And every building is really interesting.
Yeah,
really,
it is. So, and like I said, Tom has this wealth of knowledge on mm-hmm. him. So,
and
I
virtually,
definitely think you need yeah. to take the time to go.
And
talk
I
to him.
Think oh, yeah. almost every building from the Lutheran Church down to Simple Touch, mm-hmm. I and kind of going both ways on Butler, I think those were all built somewhere between 1880 and 1910.
Yeah.
And so they're all over 100 years old and all are very historic and hold yeah. A neat history. So
yeah.
I think all
yeah.
of that's just awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we also, Joanne is spearheading the cakewalk that we're having.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't know
cakewalk.
If you remember the cakewalks.
I've yeah. seen them before, yeah. and I don't remember how they go, but I've seen them.
So she wants to do like a cake wheel, but she's going to have it be like a cakewalk. So yeah. instead of spinning the wheel, you just walk around to the mm-hmm. different numbers or different yep. things that Elsie's going to help us out and cricket some things for it. And have it like either be numbers or maybe even like this one's the Army, this one's the Navy, the different. Uh-huh. So we're going to see what we can come up with for that. And then Joanne's going to, the Historical Society is donating
yeah.
all the cake batters. So we're going to have 250 cakes for sale, or not even for sale, just for free.
Yeah.
So cake mixes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. she is going to have them kind of around town to pick up and help make them. And mm-hmm. then whatever is not picked up and made, Joanne has said that she will do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna just leave them all there, let her yeah. make 500 cakes.
We're going to have Elsie and Kinsley yeah, go up there and help
Kinsley
her.
Kinsley are going to have to help decorate.
Yeah.
What oh, do you guys think? I love yeah. decorating.
Yeah, yep. So if you pick one up, you're going to have a little kit. We're actually going to give you the pan to put it in, the icing, and the cake batter, or yep. the cake mix.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And when we were talking to the Jubilee Committee last week or week before,
they're bringing
kind of
cake.
Talked yeah. about that. We also mentioned that if you are somebody that loves to make cakes from scratch, you don't have to use the cake mixes.
You do whatever you need to do.
Yep. If you don't like the Betty Crocker that they provide and you'd right. rather have Duncan yeah. Hines, you can do that.
Yep.
Or, you know,
yep.
whatever you decide you want to do, but they will yeah. provide it for you. And
I think that's going to kind of start right after the meal, so maybe 1 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not going to cost anything for people to play it because yeah. everything was donated to us, so we're fortunate to have that for free, too.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So who's donating the cake mixes?
The Historical Society.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's so cool.
Kim said, I have some funds that we can use for this day, and that would be a great thing to use them for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And if you can maybe buy it in cases instead of one mm-hmm. at a time, you can get a little better
yeah.
price. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Joanne said she has... She's got it.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Yes. So she's and doing we that know too. She does.
Yes. Yeah.
We all do.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're like, yep, that's one thing we don't have to worry about.
Yeah. And then we are actually, I don't know if many people knew this, but there is a time capsule that is also buried in Crinion Park.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan on opening that up at 2:15 on yeah. Saturday. We're all really crossing our fingers that it's not waterlogged
and,
or...
Yeah. If you see Maria and I out there in the middle of the night digging it up,
don't worry
about it.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you don't need to worry about us.
You're going
to
dig it up
and just as excited
and rebury it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking you're going to dig it up and steal all the good stuff
yeah.
and throw some old rotten food in there.
No, I heard that somebody like they had one in Coldwater to dig up and it was far down and it had lots of water and it smelled really bad.
Yeah.
So we're hopefully ours is better.
Yes,
it's from 1976, so it's 50 years old.
Trying to remember. I know I was around when they buried it, but I don't remember what all was involved in that. And
then we're actually going to bury a new one.
Yeah.
And we've talked to the school, so they're going to put some things in. I talked to Tony Stahl, and he's like, oh, we could put like a graduation program in there. Something about the lettuce story that just ran in the Daily Standard. They have lettuce in one of the classrooms
that they're growing
for it. So I'm like, yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah. And
so he had some good ideas.
And our baseball team winning the state baseball championship this spring.
Yes.
Next month.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
We'll have to get all their signatures.
And they are capable of doing that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to ask the school, the town, and maybe like the VFW and the Legion to donate some stuff to put in there.
Yeah. Yep. Because
we don't even know how big the current one is. So yeah. we're thinking maybe not very big if it's in Kreningberg.
Yeah. Because we don't want to take up the whole park. Yeah.
Well, but you can dig up a 5x5 and put a little 2x2 yeah. or 1x1 marker there, so yeah. it's not really taking up any space because it's all underneath. But
there's actually already a stone in there, so I'm hoping yeah. that we can just replace like right yeah. back over mm-hmm. it. So
yep.
we'll see.
Yep. Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yep. Yep. Talking about Joanne, she also is coming up with some ideas to do a trivia and singo. We'll have that. I think we're going to have three different times for you to be able to attend those throughout the day. And those are kind of to be determined yet. We're still working mm-hmm. on that time frame.
And we're going to just use the amphitheater down there to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Marsha Weigel's going to help with that. She's a Scholastic Bowl person at the school. Mm-hmm. So her and Joanne have kind of worked on that a little bit. So we're thankful for that. So how they're going to do that in the amphitheater is Ryan Steinbrenner. I talked to him, and he has said that he would be willing to bring his DJ equipment down there for us to use.
Yep.
So he can play some music in between events. He can be kind of helping us with how to speak a little bit better on some of this stuff. And he said that he was willing to stick around most of the day and help us out. And the trivia can use that, and other things that we have going down there can use that.
Yeah, I'm not even remotely surprised that Marsha and Ryan Steinbrenner and all those people you've named are willing to help out.
I asked Ryan if he could help us with the DJ equipment. He said, I could probably help you with the day. I'm like, oh, perfect. Yep.
Perfect.
He's especially since school will be out, and of course he'll be getting things kind of ready for the next year, but he still has 3 or 4 weeks before that has to happen. So he's not good at sitting still.
No.
He has to have something
to do. He's very involved, which is good.
Yes, it is. Yep. Anything else you have for that? Is this a good time to take a
little break? Yeah, it might be a good time.
Yep. Take a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two and talk about some more America's 250th birthday stuff.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Mercer County Engineer Jim Wiekert is announcing that crews have started the yearly chip and seal work on approximately 90 miles of rural roads in Mercer County and will continue for most of the summer season. Work will begin southeast of Salina and move clockwise throughout the county, ending northwest of Salina. County and township roads with loose stone or loose gravel signs posted are the roads that are scheduled to be chip and sealed this season, and these roads will have temporary closures during the chip and seal process. Any excess stone from the placement of the asphalt emulsion will be broomed off after the asphalt emulsion has set up, usually within a day or two of the chip and seal work. Mr. Weaker reminds you that yard mowing trimmings should not be blown onto the county and township roads. Blowing cut grass on the pavement creates additional prep work to get the roads ready for chip and seal and also impedes the speed of the preparation work. And even more important, blowing excess grass onto the roadway can be hazardous for motorists, especially motorcycle riders, due to the loss of traction. So please blow the first couple of passes nearest the road back toward your property. The grass cuttings can be even more dangerous with rain on the roadway. The County Highway Department thanks you for your patience in helping to keep the traveling public and our county highway workers safe.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking to the Fort Recovery version of America's 250th birthday party. And it's going to be what day of the week, what day of the month?
It's Saturday, July 25th.
So about 2 months.
Yeah.
Yep. Give or take. And sounds like you guys have a lot of things going on, very well planned out, and a pretty good array of things. What else do we have?
So I think this one's going to be the funny one. We are actually having a hot dog eating contest. And that we're...
And Joey Chestnut's going to come?
Well, yeah. You know, we can dream big, right?
Yeah.
And that will be at 6 o'clock.
Well, I bet I can eat 2 hot dogs.
I bet I can eat 5.
Wow, that's a lot.
So I think we're gonna we're gonna have, like, what is it, 25 that we're gonna try to
we're gonna set like 25 hot dogs and 25 buns in front of somebody and give them 5 minutes, and whoever, if you finish them, I mean, obviously you're probably the winner. If not, we'll count how many hot dogs and buns you ate, and then that person wins. So we actually have an idea of how we're gonna get the winning money.
Yeah.
At the Taste of Town.
So if there's like 10 people, you're going to have 250 hot dogs?
Yeah. I think we're going to limit it. You can sign up for a chance to participate. And then if we have too many people, we'll have to draw names or something. Yeah. At the Taste of Town this year, Maria and I are going to be having a booth up there for the merchants. The merchants are going to sell margaritas because they're not having the craft beer and wine.
Correct. Yeah.
So we're going to do that for them. And then... At our booth, we're going to sell 50-50 tickets. So these girls that are with us are going to be the 50-50 ticket people.
Yeah. And we're the winnings from the 50-50. Well, of course, one goes back to them, but the other will go to the hot dog winner.
Oh.
Yeah. So
That's awesome.
The last couple of years, it's been like $400.
Yeah. That's so pretty good.
We're hoping, and
you get a bunch of hot dogs.
Yeah. A lot of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we're hoping these girls. Meal. We're hoping these girls do a great job selling, and that pot will be big.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not.
Do you think you can sell a lot of 50-50s?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And we actually did get a donation from the sorority group and from the Fort Recovery Community Club. So they're kind of their donations are going to help pay for the hot dogs and all the things to go
That's
with
great.
That.
Yeah.
And you know, something like that is very American.
Yes. What did it say? Like, in America, 1.4 million hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July. It was disgusting.
It was crazy.
It's a bunch.
Yeah, it was
There's
disgusting.
300 million people, and I think what I heard on that particular weekend is probably 3 or 4 per person, so a billion something, I don't know. It's crazy. But we like our hot dogs.
Yeah,
And we have good ones, so... And everybody likes it different. They like them. Some people just like to eat the hot dog, no bun. Some people like the hot dog with mustard. Most of the original people with the really, really good, high quality hot dogs, if you go to their stores or their stands, you do not have ketchup.
No.
Ketchup is not allowed on a hot dog.
They're not
in the building. Yep.
If a steak is good, you don't need
mustard
sauce,
and relish and other stuff, and there's so anyway, there's enough about hot dogs.
So I don't know if these girls have something to say.
For the 50-50, me and Kinsley are gonna be twinning.
Yeah.
Yes. Twinning, what's that?
Like, we're gonna have like the same shirt on that says 50-50.
You're both gonna wear the same shirt? How are you gonna fit in that?
50-50, right?
Half and half.
So
the matching shirts.
Yeah, I'm gonna make
Elsie's gonna make some shirts with her Cricut, so she's gonna have some. They're gonna You'll know who to buy from.
Yep. Yep.
And then we'll have them at our stand as well. So at the stand at the Taste of Town, we're also going to have, we've been selling the signs.
Oh, yes.
That you've seen around town. Yep. If you drive down Brick Street, almost every business has one in their window, yep. which is amazing.
Or I have mine in my planter because we don't have a window.
That's where I put it, right? yeah. So we've been selling these signs. We bought 100 of each version of it. Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks in, we were out of the God Bless America ones already, so we reordered those. We only have about 30 signs left of the 300. So we were just trying to, the whole point of that was we had no idea how many donations and how much money we were going to have, but we knew we wanted to make this a free, cheap day for people. So that was one of Maria and I's ideas, to sell these signs and get them going. And
And I think if you still want the happy birthday 250, I think we only have maybe three or four left.
I have three left. And I don't know if Joanne has any left.
I think she has one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, So, yeah, that's been a great fundraiser and to help with the day.
Yep.
Yeah. And people are proud to put it on display in their yard and their window. Yeah.
I know I've seen some over in Coldwater. I know Kurt actually sold one to somebody at work, and they live in St. Mary's. And the next day he's like, I have to bring 8 more signs to work because people want them.
Yeah.
I know they went to Fort Laramie, Greenville, Rockford. So it's pretty cool.
We have this sweet lady that lives in Minster that she also put one in her yard too, that she bought some from our salon. And she actually has 2 of her neighbors that got some too. Yeah. So
who designed these? Is this something that from the America 250 thing, or is this something somebody here locally designed?
Maria actually came up with the design. Yeah.
Or our friend ChatGPT.
Yeah, they helped us. So if you see that America 250 birthday, that's kind of our logo for the day.
Yeah.
But we thought maybe some people would want the God Bless America just to have it in the future.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I was kind of surprised that the America 250 ones were going just as fast as the God Bless.
Yes,
so,
it was cool.
Yeah.
Yep, it's awesome.
We sold them at the Brick Street Market. We sold over 20 that day because people weren't aware, they didn't know what they were. So we'll have the remainder of them. That might be your last chance to get them at the Taste of Town.
Yep.
Mm. Yep, that's great. So, we have... going on.
Yeah,
I hijacked the.
Oh no, that's perfect. That's
exactly how we want it to go. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have this.
We love that. Yeah,
it's a lot easier to get everything in. If you...
So back to the day.
So was it Kim's idea that came up with this one?
Yeah.
So we have. It's going to be called Stump the Stogglers.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Is Bill involved?
Yes. Oh yes.
Uh-huh. I text Bill and Bill said, we're in. I'm like, okay, I don't think he asked anybody else.
No.
Well, so we for sure know Bill will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would have bet that he wouldn't have any problem getting the rest of that gang of yahoos together.
Yeah.
We love it.
We're going to hopefully maybe have Harold or maybe Dave Kalp or somebody be the commentator.
Yep.
If they're around.
If they happen not to be, Ryan will take care of it.
Ryan will take care of it.
Yeah, but to have one of their buddies, it's going to give them a lot of grief about just whatever answer they give is going to be really good. That's going to be very entertaining.
Yeah. So we are asking for people to maybe send us some questions that they want us to ask.
About Fort Recovery history, anything. About anything and everything.
Yeah, I think it can be anything.
I think anything.
Can it be about the Reds?
You know what? That sounds great.
So do you want it to be like trivia type questions? Is that what you're looking for stumping?
So. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So they're going to be on the amphitheater stage around 6:30, and we'll have them have like a half an hour segment of that.
That's not nearly enough time.
I know.
Yeah. Bill
I mean,
will
they can get back up after the closing ceremony. Yeah.
So, that reminds me of a lot of things. Bill, especially. Breakfast with Bill, he got every answer wrong that Rocker.
I know, but he's so believable when he says it.
Yes, yeah. And he always says, bet you $5. He owes Rocker $1,500.
Yes, that's
awesome. That's funny. So that's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It will be fun. And then it rounds us to our closing ceremony, which we're hoping to find a really good speaker for that. But I don't think they came up with a new name yet, have they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But the lovely ladies that used to do the nuns, the singing of them, they are actually going to come back and also sing for us. So,
That's,
so they're going to kind of close us out.
Take the stage at 7:00.
That's going to be really good. They're,
yes, they are amazing.
They're talented. Now, they can be do silly stuff when they need to, and they can do very serious stuff, and I have a feeling that it's going to be at least God Bless America type of thing, or you know, some really great song, God Bless the USA or something. They're so good at that. Kathy Kesters and a whole bunch of them are good at coming up with stuff. They're not only talented but extremely creative about what songs they come up with. It's always, you know, they do our Christmas gala, and they always come up with something great, something perfect for that day.
But our day won't actually technically end there, right? We are hoping that everybody will still stay in town and go hang out down at the alumni softball tournaments.
Or find a friend's house.
Or find a friend's house, something, stay in town, because the VFW was nice enough that they are working and they have somebody, they're going to have fireworks at 10 o'clock. Even though the fort site, our activities will all be closing down, but we would love for everybody to stay in town. So, like I said, don't go down, support the softball.
Yeah, so somewhere around 9:30.
So Jose Fowler has been helping us with finding a group to shoot those fireworks off. So he says that the VFW will donate some money towards those, and he'll help us find the funds.
Know exactly how it all works, but Barry Peel from Rockford does that professionally.
They are not available that day, but somebody they work closely with is available. So,
And we've been kind of working with the Ambassador Boys down there, so they have been nothing but great to help us out for the day.
So we're going to shoot them off down at Ambassador Park.
The ambassadors want as many events in that park as they can possibly get.
They've offered to help us bring like their picnic tables up to for people to sit at, and
With the lunch thing that you're going to have going on, that people are going to I guess people could
feel free to bring your lawn chair and enjoy the day,
or throw a blanket down and do a picnic
like the old times.
But if the ground's wet, you don't want to do that, and if you're an old geezer like me, you don't want to get down on the ground without somebody with a crane to get you back up.
No, don't worry. I have to grunt getting up now too, so I don't know. I don't know what age that happened, but it did.
I know. Like, kind of back to like the VFW and Legion at BU is helping us with the design of those, and we're going to have our sign designs on the back of them, and then their logos either like on the sleeve or on the front of them. But they wanted to donate some money to help make the shirt a cheap, nice shirt for people to buy and wear that day, or not even that day, just
whenever.
So we're hoping to have those order forms maybe at the Taste of Town as well, and then have them available that day to pick up, or you can pick them up before that day. But we're hoping the cost will be around $15 for those with their donation that they did. So and we just keep saying like the day isn't about making money for anything really. It's just about having a nice, free, fun day.
And if you come up short, I'm sure somebody will kick in some. If you have extra, everybody knows it will go to something.
We have a couple ideas.
Well thought out, not just, we got this money, we'll just throw it in the bank and see what happens.
Because the Merchant Association, Joanne has, she's the treasurer of the Merchant, so she's been kind of keeping the money in the Merchant account for us, so we didn't have to open a new account for this. She's keeping it all separate, so that's been nice. We have some expenses because we're making a parade flow. For the Jubilee Parade, somebody donated 2,000 little flags for us to hand out.
Wow.
So we're going to do that ahead of time, so that way when the veterans and everybody goes through, they'll all be standing with the flags.
Are you at liberty to say who donated those?
The person wants to remain anonymous. Okay,
that's perfect.
Yeah. And then we're going to have our 250th birthday sign. We're going to have that blown up, and it's going to be a coloring board. And everybody can go up and color one of the spots, and it's going to tell you like what color to make it, and maybe even sign your name in it. That way, Maria does the walkthrough in Krenning Park, so if you ever see that stuff in the window, we're maybe going to be able to put that in there for the rest of the year.
Yes, and speaking of the Krenning Park, completely different from the from that. That walk-by display is so...
It really is.
Awesome. Yeah. And the you
right now, have you seen it lately? It's still not totally finished yet. I'm still working on it, but...
I haven't been by there in a couple of weeks.
You should check it out right now. It has the All Did You Know? So it has fun facts from...
Oh.
Every year.
Yeah, so the Stogler boys should be brushing up.
They should be brushing up because I do know who was the firstborn in Fort Recovery, just to let you know.
Oh.
Maria's been going through a bunch of the stuff at the Historical Society. So she's
That's awesome.
Yeah, Kim has it organized back there, so it was really nice to kind of go through and find all the stuff.
And there probably only about 10 people know what a gigantic amount of things there are in behind those backstops that you can't see. There's I think there's other stuff over at the museum that could go in there too, but I believe you could probably change the theme every week and it would take 10 years to get through all of those items back there. So many things. And you know, we could probably have something 10 times that size to display everything, and I don't know if that would still be enough.
Yes, you're
because there's so many neat things. Like, you know, people have donated things that they don't necessarily need or have a place for in their house or wherever, but they know they can't just disappear.
Yeah.
But they haven't disappeared, but they're back in behind, and whenever you get a chance to change things, you know, you have sort of a theme. If they don't fit, they still sit there, and might be every 10 years this item gets to be seen. There's just so many things back there, and I haven't looked back there for 15 years.
Like I said, Kim has worked really hard to get that organized, but it's neat. I said when I was going through try to find some fun facts about Fort Recovery, and I said, who in their right mind kept some of this stuff? Like, who would have thought, like, somebody's going to use this in, 50s plus years I think they're going to want to know this information or whatever. Because, like, some of it, I had to ask ChatGPT if it was right, and it told me to go to the Historic Society to see if it was right, because there's no record on Google.
And
I'm like, okay, I'm already here.
Some of the things are, like, tools. Some of the things are this and that. Some of it is... things were in different businesses, and sometimes it's a sales slip for somebody went to the feed mill and bought bag of feed, and you know, this is what a 50 pound bag of feed cost in 1910. And things like that are interesting.
Yeah, there was a newspaper clipping in there, which I know Amy would probably enjoy this too, but it was all the fun events that Fort Recovery had going on, and I don't remember exactly the year, but I'm going to tell you, for the entire summer worth, there was something happening in Fort Recovery every single weekend, whether it was a picnic or a gather. Like, I mean, it was just, there was always something where I'm like, that is unbelievable how much we had.
Recovery has lots going on these days.
And it would be nothing compared to what that article was. It was really cool to see. But
And now we have TV, and we have 45 Little League games, and lots of things going on. But back in those days, that stuff didn't exist. And so people worked hard, and they wanted to be entertained on the days when they weren't killing themselves out in the fields or in their business or whatever job they had, and you know, it's just a big deal. So so fireworks. At dusk ish.
They said that in July, like that, the days are long, so it'll probably be about 10 o'clock.
Like 9:45, 10.
So anything else there?
No, I think that's about our entire packed day. Okay.
I think that Kim did say the museum was going to be open.
Oh, yes, she did.
For some hours that day.
Yeah, so. she'll probably do. I think they're usually noon to 5. Almost for sure she'll have it
so hopefully,
the whole time from 11 to
I'm sure there's whatever. People like me where I'm like, I live here, but I haven't been to the museum probably since 4th grade when we came here for a field trip.
It is nothing.
It is nothing like that.
Not even remotely like that. It doesn't even seem like the same building. Now they changed things from time to time, but about 10 years ago it took on the format that it is now, with a lot of help from the Ohio History Connection mm-hmm. which used to be the Ohio Historical Society. And the Ohio Historical Society didn't have a real good relationship with Fort Recovery and vice versa. The Ohio History Connection, they changed everything. Mm-hmm. And we are one of their absolute favorite places. Oh, cool.
And those are the
people, entire state.
Yeah, those are the people that are helping us get the,
yep.
the funds. So.
Yeah, and yep. they are, instead of kind of ignoring us, and 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, they actually took a lot of things from Fort Recovery, our museum, because they owned it, they said, and took it to other museums around the state. Things that belong here are in other places, and nobody knows where it came from. Nobody really knows what got taken, but we, the old-timers have said lots and lots of stuff just went away. And it didn't just disappear somewhere. It went to another place. But so now they are, anytime they find something that was Fort Recovery, they get it back here. But that's very few things because there's not real documentation on where stuff came from. But they are definitely on our side. They love us, and we work well with them, and they work extremely well with us. And as you mentioned, yeah, here's some money. Yeah. Do something with it.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to ask. You just they just said, well, these people always do good stuff.
I sat through a few calls.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God she took that one.
Yeah.
But it's just it was just my time. So
yes.
Yeah. So
and you probably found out some fun
and
facts.
I found some, found out some fun things.
Let's take another little break, and we'll come back and do an overview of everything. And let's take a break. We'll be back with the Fort Recovery version of America's 250th birthday back in just a minute or two.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
It's back. Summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fort Site Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeiring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeiring@yahoo.com.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the Fort Recovery version of America's 250th birthday. And we've gone through everything. Let's go back and hit all the highlights, the date, the time we're starting, the day of the week, all that kind of stuff, and kind of go through the things that are going to be happening that day. So what day are we going to be having it on?
Girls, do you want to start? Or it's on July 25th, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock, there is a parade, the Revolution of the Word Plague dedication, the opening of the ceremony, and golf cart judging. Then there is Dining of the Decade, that is free. There's a movie and cakewalk in the Opera House. And then opening of the capsule bearing a new one, plank information tent?
Plague information.
Plaque information tent.
So sorry, my handwriting is not that great, so they're trying to read my handwriting.
There's like a trivia singo.
Trivia and singo.
And games at the Fort Park. There is a hot dog eating contest, a closing ceremony, all day activities, DJ, art contest, and a kids tent.
Hang out after the closing ceremonies to support the annual softball. The VFW will be having fireworks at the Ambassador Park at 10 o'clock.
Yep, so the alumni softball is that weekend, and we're actually going to have Jason Grease up. He's an acoustic player, and he's going to be singing down there from about 7:45 to the fireworks show.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at the Fort...
down at Fort Site.
Yeah, right? Shelter
so
house down
people
there.
Can kind of migrate.
Oh, at the shelter house.
Yeah, down so, where the softball are selling their drinks.
Migrate down there.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that goes well with the softball tournament, and there already be the people there. And
we asked Cole Wendell. I think he's kind of in charge of that.
Oh,
that weekend. So he was like, yeah, if you guys want to do that, that's perfect.
Yeah, and... I'm not surprised that Cole said, let's
and we figured, we'll be entertaining their kids most of the day. Hopefully go down there. So it'll be good.
Yeah, that's perfect. That works out extremely well. So let's see. Some of the highlights, I guess, are...
One key point we definitely want to point out again is that everything of the day is free. Except for you will have to buy your own drinks, which... Mm-hmm. Brick Street decided that they're
going to do dollar drinks
out of their back door there. Uh-huh. So
you can also bring your own pop and water.
The drinks they're going to be doing at Brick Street are soft drinks. They're not.
They're soft drinks.
Pop and water.
You can't have alcohol on the the federal it's state property on the museum grounds.
Yeah, throughout the day, if you want to go get a drink, go down to the Fort Site. Yep. To the alumni, support them. Go grab a drink. Have your drink, come back.
Or sneak across the road and then back door at Brick Street.
Go to Polanco's.
Or Polanco's. Yeah. There's lots of places to do that if you want to go inside and hide in the air conditioning for a while because it's going to be July and it might be hot. You might just go in and sit down at Polanco's and have a drink or two.
And remember, for Brick Street. Supper after the free food is over.
Yeah,
they're open. So
you can stuff yourself really big. the free food, and that's going to be through the decades.
Yep.
So about from the 1920s to now, and that's going to be all kinds of different things all through there, and that'll be posted or if you don't want to read it, just go down and be surprised.
Take
the 50s, the 50s or 60s has the French fries and onion rings, and somebody else, everything has its thing, and it's going to be really neat.
Each tent will be decorated like that era, so you'll kind of know what's going on.
Yep.
We'll have little boats for you to go around and take samples, and it should be good.
It should be really great. So. Again, parade. If somebody wants to get in the parade, who do they contact? How do they do that? What do you want them to? You want it to be somewhat American themed, red, white, and blue ish things like that.
There'll be a flyer coming out here soon to explain some of that. We'll see it in the businesses.
Yeah, and you have a Facebook page.
We'll have a Facebook
page. That's the best way to do it. And, you know, some of the things they have planned may get changed as far as time or something different and updates. And but it's going to be good. And everybody start praying now for the good weather that day.
Yeah. And we are putting like a little save the date into the next Portside Journal.
Yep.
So you'll be seeing that too.
Yeah. And so it's it sounds like everything is pretty much planned. It's got this time. A lot of the things, you're having a tug of war contest, you're having all kinds of different things.
Cornhole.
Yeah. All kinds of different games and contests for people kind of. They're not all going to be at the same time, so you can be in each one of the things. Yes. Hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
And
I'm not participating.
Nope, me either.
I'll leisurely eat one.
Yeah. And the winner gets whatever these girls are selling at the Taste of Town for the 50-50.
Yeah, so
make sure you buy your tickets.
Hundreds stuff down a few hot dogs.
Yeah.
Stump the Stogglers at what time? 6 o'clock?
6:30. Yep.
6:30 at the amphitheater.
Yep.
So
that'll be directly following the hot dog eating contest. So I'm sure they'll have some comments about that.
Yeah.
Or maybe
maybe
they participate.
One of them will prove
Yep. Well, Bill had at his campground a few years ago. He had a made right eating contest.
Oh.
Now they made a mistake. They went and got a bunch of made rights at 4 PM. The contest was at 6. And they were all dried out.
Ooh.
And the winner ate 5 made rights in 5 minutes.
Oh.
That was the winner.
they needed to have some water.
So that one ended up weird. The winner said, it was like eating a roll of paper towels.
Oh, no.
But you remember it.
Yeah, and it was crazy. So anyway, going to be a really, really great thing.
Yeah.
And you ladies, and let's name the other people that are helping you out with it.
Yep, so it's me, Amy Wendell, Maria Bruns, Elsie Wendell, and Kinsley Bruns. And then we have Debbie Zumstein and Kim Rammel, Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard, and then Caitlin Rangers and Kara Judy.
Yep. So,
We have other people that have been helping, like Lisa Lisa Timmerman from the Legion, the other Amy Wendell from the Legion, the VFW guys.
Yeah, we have
lots of support.
Definitely a very big community of men
here. Yes.
Yeah.
And those other ones you talked about, they're doing things with their particular club or whatever it might be, and not doing all the other stuff, but they're just as important.
Once the Legion and the VFW found out, they're like, yes, how can we be involved?
Yeah.
The sorority, the community club, they're all supporting. So.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they? Yeah,
the merchants,
So, and I think it's going to be a really neat thing, and people in town are probably going to flock to it. People from out of town are probably going to come to it because they know you know, if they go to the Jubilee, the Taste of the Town, anything like that, they know we have a good time here.
So we're
going to do that. And it's all going to take place basically.
We have Forsyth Street kind of locked off that day.
Yeah. So
Scott Greasup, I think, is going to actually bring his big flag down.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have that as like a backdrop. And then we're going to have everything kind of on Forsyth Street and in the amphitheater.
Yeah.
And then Forsyth Park.
Yep. So you're going to be a really, really, really good thing.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to throw in there?
How about you girls? Need anything?
Are you girls going to have fun?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Get your 50-50 tickets from them at the Taste of the Town.
Yep.
These girls are going to be
at
everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw their little video, Kinsley and Elsie's little video from Brick Street Market. It's on Facebook yet. I think it had like 2,000
views. Lot of views.
They did a little commercial of, come get your sign. So we'll have to have them do that again.
Do you think your girls remember it so you can talk about it?
We did a Facebook Live.
Can you do it for us? Close us out. I'm assuming it's been forgotten.
The part they remember was...
We're not selling signs
right
now. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We have a few signs left.
Yeah.
Come get your signs from Brick Street Market.
I think it was, come get your 250th American birthday signs from Brick Street Market.
There's a lot of other vendors.
And they were dancing with the signs.
Go to our page and watch.
Yep. So, all righty. Thank you very much. And we'll...
thank you.
Thanks for listening. And a big thank you to the committee.
Yep. And thanks, Joanne, for the goodies.
Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors.